this whole world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Looking for a little bit of response here from you tonight. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when I say Jesus? Somebody? I'm sorry? Savior. Jesus. Somebody else? Healer? Jesus. Provider? Brother Radio, what was it? Christ? The Savior? Amen. Anybody else? Soon coming King. Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes, have you ever just went up to somebody and said Jesus? It's kind of scary, isn't it? You know how people are going to respond to you today at the name of Jesus. There's probably never been a more polarizing name in all of the history of all mankind than the name of Jesus. I mean, it determines who people are and what people are. Jesus. If you look with me in the book of Philippians, we're going to talk about that just a little bit tonight. But when I think about the name of Jesus, because it has been such a polarizing name and such a name that stirs so many emotions in people, sometimes we're afraid to use the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah. We're afraid to use the name Christ.
Yes.
We're afraid to use the name Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is used more as a slang or as a byword than it is in praise and adoration. Because we are afraid of the response that we will get when we use the name of Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Right? We're afraid of what the response might be if somebody hears us using the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Man, they don't even like for us to talk about God. They don't even want us to talk about God. I mean, God is about as general as you can get. Right? When you say God, I mean, somebody that's serving Buddha, that's their God, and they can kind of get with you on that. Oh, God, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But boy, when you say the name Jesus,
Amen.
It kind of brings it right down to where we're living, right? And Jesus. And so I want us to look in the book of Philippians with me this evening, the book of Philippians chapter 2, and we'll just read a few verses here. I love this chapter. It's a wonderful chapter in the Bible. A wonderful chapter in the Bible. Philippians chapter 2. If there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name. Amen. I like that verse. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Amen.
Amen. Those last three verses there are some powerful, powerful verses. There are some powerful verses. Amen. That God hath given him a name which is above every name. Amen. What name is that?
Jesus.
Thank you. Amen. This is quiz night. Amen. What name is that?
Jesus.
It's Jesus. The name of Jesus. He tells us that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. every knee should bow. Hallelujah. Amen. That's worship. Don't you know that? Bow, that knee, bowing down to worship. That physically, that we are recognizing Jesus Christ as Lord. Physically bowing down to worship him.
Amen.
That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Then it goes on and says, and every tongue confess. Every tongue confess, right? Amen. What you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth. Amen. Your body has been knelt down to worship him. But now with your tongue, you cry out, glory to God in the highest. Amen. And you recognize the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. There's something about the name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. Man, I'll tell you, you got to be careful where you say that name at anymore. You got to be careful who you say, where you say Jesus.
Right. Amen.
You got to be careful who hears you say Jesus.
Yes.
Man, if you're in a public school, be careful about saying that name Jesus.
Yes.
You better be talking about, you know, Jesus over there if you say Jesus in a public school.
Yes.
That's the day we're living in. That's the day we're living in. You better be referring to, when you say Jesus, you got to be careful about saying Jesus in the office place anymore.
Yeah.
Right? You got to be careful about saying the name of Jesus. And when you say the name of Jesus, be ready for certain responses. Because when you say the name of Jesus, it's going to bring about some kind of a response.
Yeah.
It just does that. It brings out a response in people.
They may
respond with rage. We're living in a day where people hate the name of Jesus.
Right.
They don't want to talk about him. They don't want to hear his name. They it sets them off and they go into a rage at the very mention of the name of Jesus. Amen. Some people get so angry and they get so mad. I mean, they'll cuss you out just by saying the name of Jesus. They don't want to hear you even breathe his name. They don't want to hear anybody talking about the name of Jesus. In the world today, there are people that hate the name of Jesus so much that they martyr them by the hundreds of thousands around the world every year just because the name of Jesus. Just because they proclaim the name of Jesus. There are martyrs, there are missionaries that are killed every year because of they say the name of Jesus. Because when you mention the name of Jesus, people get angry and they go into a rage. Have you ever mentioned the name of Jesus and somebody get mad at you? They don't like to hear it. Man, we're living in a day and age where people hate the name of Jesus. When you mention the name of Jesus, be ready to be ridiculed. Be ready to be ridiculed because this world, they respond with ridicule every time we mention the name of Jesus. Amen. They don't like for us to say it. They respond, amen, in a way to make fun and to put him down and to put you down for believing in Jesus. They want to make you feel like you're insignificant. They want to make you feel like you're ignorant. And they want to do anything they can to blaspheme the name of Jesus. They want to take the name of Jesus down from its lofty perch, put it under their feet and to wipe their feet on it. They want to take the name of Jesus and do anything they can, amen, to defile the name of Jesus. There is a man in New York that's selling a dress-up Jesus. A dress-up Jesus. It's a refrigerator magnet that you hang on your refrigerator that you can dress in any way that you want. You purchase him in his briefs, and then you put on different costumes and dress him however you want to dress him. You can dress him as a ballerina. You can dress him as a dog catcher. You can dress him as a clown, or you can even dress him as the devil himself. That's where they hate Jesus. We're living in a world where they don't want to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They respond to his name with ridicule and hatred and rage.
Yes.
Amen. The name of Jesus. If you mention the name of Jesus, you deal with relegation. That means that the word relegation means to assign to an obscure place, to put off into a corner. To put into some low position or to put in some back place somewhere out of sight. They don't want Jesus mentioned. They don't want Jesus mentioned. Young people that have asked for permission to pray in a public school arena or in a graduation or in kind of some kind of a ceremony have been instructed, do not use the name of Jesus. They don't want to mention the name of Jesus. They want to push it off into a corner. You know what? It's a sad day, but even in our churches today, they don't want us talking about Jesus. Man, they'll say, no, we don't want to discuss that. You go into the sanctuary and they preach a gospel and never once mention the name of Jesus. Preach a message and try to talk about the social events in our life. Talk about self-help and all of this and never mention the name of Jesus. Man, they want to put Jesus off in a corner. They want to hide him in a closet. They don't want to bring him out and to lift him up where he's rightfully supposed to be. Amen. But Jesus is not meant to be relegated to a back corner. He's not meant to be put in a closet. But Jesus is to be high and lifted up, and his name is to be glorified and to be praised. Amen. Jesus, say the name of Jesus, and you may be met with refusal. People don't want to hear nothing about him. The door shut. Boom. Yes. Right? You go and do door-to-door witnessing. You would do better trying to sell them a Kirby vacuum cleaner than you would be trying to mention the name of Jesus. You would probably do better selling magazine subscriptions than you would be telling them about the name of Jesus. As soon as you mention the name of Jesus, they shut you off. They cut it off. Amen. They don't want to hear about that man, Jesus. They don't even want to hear that name. Amen. We live in a world where they hate the name of Jesus. They refuse to hear it. They stop up their ears and they run away. No, they do not want to hear about the name of Jesus. Man, we're living in a world, amen, that hates Jesus. Yeah. But I want you to know there's still something about the name of Jesus. Right. Amen, it may invoke rage and it may be people that's angry about it. There may be people that relegate it to a back corner. There may be people that respond with rage and anger and refusal. There may be those that ridicule and make fun. But let me tell you, there still is something about the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, for as long as the name has been in existence, amen, there have been those that have hated it. As long as there has been the name of Jesus, there has been those that have tried to stop it. As long as there has been the name of Jesus, there has been those that have tried to put it under their feet. They have tried to be those that have stopped their ears. There have been those that have ridiculed. There have been those that responded in rage. As long as there has been the name of Jesus. But let me tell you, it has not changed. And 2,000 and something years later, amen, the name of Jesus is just as powerful, just as well known, amen, just as acknowledged and recognized as any name among men. Amen, the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And the name of Jesus, let me tell you, the name of Jesus is a powerful name because Jesus is God.
Yes.
Notice what it said in verse 5 and 6. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
Yes.
Be equal with God. He was God. Yes. He was God. He was from the beginning. Amen. In the beginning was the Word. Amen. And the Word was God. Amen. Jesus is God. Amen. They may not like to acknowledge it and recognize it. The world may say, no, he was just another man. Some may say, no, he was just another prophet. But they cannot change the fact Jesus was God. Amen. He is part of the Trinity. He is the Son of God. Amen. He is alive today. He is eternal. Amen. He is in existence right now, sitting at the throne of God. He is God. Hallelujah. Jesus is God. It's important. This is important.
Amen.
Let me tell you, you are not little Jesuses. You're not. There's people today that teach us that we're just little Jesuses. We're not little Jesuses. Amen. I am far, far, from Jesus. Right. Amen. A perfect and sinless man. Right. Hallelujah. A perfect and sinless man, a man that knew not an impure thought, a man that did not an impure deed, a man that, man that never spoke an evil word. Let me tell you, I am far from Jesus. We're not little Jesus, we're not little gods, but Jesus is God. It's important that we remember this. We need to stop and just remember that Jesus is God. He was there in the beginning of creation. He was created in the form of God, being in the form of God. Amen. He is the outward expression. He has the outward expression of an inward nature. He was God. Amen. God in the flesh. Emmanuel. God with us. Jesus Christ. Amen. He is the image of God before us. God with us.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Some people would say, well, he was just a good man. Just went around, did good teachings. You know, just lived like any other man. A good person. A good person. Well, he was a good person. But he was God. He was God.
Amen.
Not only was Jesus God, but Jesus was Savior.
Yes.
Because when you read verse 7 and 8, it says, but made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant, was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
Amen.
He meant Jesus is the Savior.
Amen.
He says, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. He is our Savior. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved except through the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's through Jesus Christ that we receive our salvation. It's not through good works. It's not through attending a church. It's not through being a member. It's not through supporting the church with your money. But it's through Jesus Christ and the sacrifice upon the cross. Unless you ask Jesus to forgive you, amen, you cannot enter into heaven. Jesus is the Savior of the world. And I'm sorry, Mary cannot help you. Mary cannot help you. Mary cannot introduce you to Jesus. Amen. You got to go directly to him. Amen. He's the Savior.
Yes,
he is the Savior. Jesus.
Oh, praise God.
Jesus and Jesus only.
Amen.
Amen. He is the Savior of the world.
Yes, he is.
Amen. He's the only one that can bring us to God. He's the only one that has broken down the middle wall of partition. Amen. He's the only one that can bring us peace with God. He's the only one that can wipe away all sins. Amen. He's the only one that can cleanse us. You can't shake in the preacher's hand. Don't do it. It's Jesus. He is the Savior.
Amen.
Amen. I want to get down to these last three verses. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Not only is he God and not only is he Savior, but he's Lord. He is Lord. Amen. He came to this earth in obedience to the Father. He came to this earth, took upon the form of a man. Amen. Laid down, amen, his eternal existence in order that he might taste of death. Amen, that he would not live forever, but he would die.
Yes.
Jesus tasted death.
Right.
Amen, but then he rose again. He rose again, conquering death and becoming, amen, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Amen, he is Lord. When we read these verses, verses 9 through 11, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him,
yes,
and given him a name which is above every name. Amen. Tell me of a name that's more recognized than Jesus. Where in the, you know what? There may be names like David that nobody knows about.
Yeah.
I know you go to Mexico and it's David. Maybe you go to, I don't know what you do if you'd go to Germany, what it would be. You know? Dodo. I don't know. I'm not a linguist by any means. I mean, we go to Russia, I don't know what it'd be. Dum dum. I don't know what it would be wherever you go. The name may not be recognized, but it's amazing about the name of Jesus. No matter where you go in the world, amen, the name of Jesus is a recognized name. Amen. If you go, no matter where you go, you can go into the jungles and there are people there that have heard the name of Jesus. Amen. You can go into the city streets and go into the ghettos and there's people there, amen, that's heard about Jesus. Amen. You go and drive down the interstate and they've got a road painted on the overpass. Jesus saves. I mean, it's everywhere you go, the name of Jesus. Amen. It's a name that's known all over the world. Amen. Jesus is the Lord. Amen. His name is highly exalted above every name, Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Jesus. Wherefore, God also hath exalted him and given him a name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Hallelujah. Every knee should bow. Every tongue confess. You know what those two verses are telling us? Jesus, this high and exalted name, Jesus, is worthy of praise and of glory and of adoration. When we say the name of Jesus, amen, it's a worthy name. It's worthy of our praise. It's worthy of our recognition. When we use the name Jesus, amen, we can lift our hands and worship the name of Jesus. There's nothing wrong with glorifying Jesus. There's nothing wrong with praising Jesus. There's nothing wrong with lifting up his name and giving him glory to the name of Jesus. Amen, the name that will ring out throughout all of eternity. A name that Satan hates to hear in the depths of hell. Amen, the name that rings and rings praises in the portals of heaven. The name of Jesus. Amen. Makes hell tremble, makes heaven rejoice. But when we mention it in the church, it's greeted with silence. The name of Jesus. To some it'll stir rage. But what does it do in your heart when you hear the name of Jesus? Some people want to get rid of it and do away with the name altogether. What do you think about the name of Jesus? Some say Savior. Some say Healer. Some say the Christ, the Anointed One. Some people, when they say Jesus, they say, soon coming King. Amen. Jesus. His name is Jesus. He's the Lord of my life, and I love him. Hallelujah. Do you love the name of Jesus? Amen. Are you ashamed of the name of Jesus? Amen. Do you cringe when you hear the name of Jesus? Do you hate the other, the word Jesus? Amen. I think it's time that we start bringing the name back out of the closet and lift up the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. I tell you, Pentecost people sometimes, amen, I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Spirit of God. But what did Jesus say about the Holy Ghost? That he would tell about me, Jesus. That's right. See, even the Holy Ghost is all about Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost didn't come to be so much to be glorified as to point men to Christ. Sometimes we reach out for the Holy Ghost. We want a Holy Ghost meeting. Man, what we need is a Jesus revival. A Jesus revival. Amen, where Jesus is glorified, where the name of Jesus is lifted up. Amen, where the people call out in the name of Jesus. Amen, we're healed in the name of Jesus. We're saved in the name of Jesus. Amen, we're delivered from the bondage of sin in the name of Jesus. Amen, we're delivered from our addictions in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you stand with me tonight? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We have the victory. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Demons will have to flee. Amen. Who can tell what God can do, right? Amen. It's in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Would you lift your hands and let's worship Jesus tonight. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Lord, it's in your name, Lord Jesus. God, at the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus. Lord, at the name of Jesus. God, though the world may rage against it. Amen. Though they may ridicule God and make fun of the name of Jesus. Go, Lord, they may resist the name of Jesus. But God, oh God, there's victory in the name of Jesus. There's salvation in the name of Jesus. There's healing in the name of Jesus. God, oh God, Lord, let the name of Jesus ring out in our heart tonight, Lord. God, as we worship you and give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, it's in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Church, let's come to this altar tonight. Amen. Let's lift up the name of Jesus. Let's exalt him in our life and in our heart today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.